This is 90.9 WBUR in Boston. I'm Lisa Mullins. More than 2 weeks into the new fiscal year, Governor Charlie Baker has signed a $31.8 billion state budget. It includes new support for the MBTA, drug abuse prevention, and tax relief for the working poor. That's after Baker vetoed more than $160 million in spending from the budget. WBUR's Simone Rios reports.
The governor took out some earmarks and other line items to present what he calls a balanced budget. Baker says the budget keeps spending growth at about 3%. That's below expected growth in tax revenue. He says the spending plan is balanced and erases leftover debt from the just completed fiscal year.
We're pleased to announce a balanced budget that closed the gaps in both of those fiscal years without raising taxes and making key investments and build stronger communities in every zip code.
The 2016 budget includes $104 million in new transportation funding, with a 53% increase in direct aid to the MBTA. It creates a new 5-member fiscal and management oversight board for the T. Massachusetts Transportation Secretary Stephanie Pollack emphasizes winter planning as part of the T's new focus.
We're buying equipment, we're buying de-icing chemicals, so the T has been working hard, and now we have the additional benefit of the wisdom of the members of the Financial Management and Control Board, who will also be taking a look at the winter plans.
The budget also addresses the state's opioid crisis.
Doesn't matter where you go in the Commonwealth, doesn't matter who you are, who you're talking to. You put 20 people in a room and you can find folks who've been directly affected by this.
The budget includes another key proposal Baker has spent months lobbying for, a 50% increase in the earned income tax credit for the working poor. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.